Hello and welcome to Tea Time. This is a talk show here on Caribbean Vibes Radio where we spend some time talking to a variety of people in the Caribbean entertainment field. Going to be very interesting, trust me. We're going to learn a lot from some of these folks that we don't get a chance to learn about. So I'm very, very excited about all of that. This show is possible, by the way, from some of our wonderful partners, CVR Promotions, as well as the Caribbean Heritage Foundation of Texas. So grab you a cup of tea wherever you're at. I'm drinking some tea this evening, and we're going to get right into our interview. This evening, I want to welcome Nambo Robinson. You're going to learn all about him. Mr. Robinson, Nambo, welcome to Tea Time.
Hi, good thanks.
All right. So, Nambo, I'm going to ask you to give us a quick intro. There's nothing quick about you, but give us a quick intro. Let the folks know who Nambo Robinson is.
Nambo Robinson, trombonist. Functioning right now with Sly and Robbie and the Taxi Gang. Been around for quite a while, you know. Mystic Revelation of Rastafari, We the People Band, Boris Garden happening, you name it, a lot of them. And studio recordings with Bob Marley, Bonnie Wheeler, Peter Tosh, you know, the Wheelers as such, and Max Romeo, you know, Dennis Brown, Freddie McGregor, most of the guys who, you know, really make a serious mark in the business. I've been working with them. Fortunately, you know, I had the opportunity to work with them and still going on. Right now we're doing a thing called iGen Workshop. That's Nambo Robinson, iGen. Some students from Edna Manley College of the Performing Arts, the music school section, trying to do like a preservation thing, you know, with the Jamaican music. Because we notice a lot of Jamaican musicians don't play certain music anymore. So we're trying to bring it forward to the forefront. You know, as you know, Jolly Boys just made a big hit there in England, playing Mento. And I've always stressed that we should still play some Mento, some ska, rocksteady, and reggae as we know it. No problem with dancehall, we play them all because it's Jamaican, you know. So we're trying to encourage the youngsters to give a rebirth to this thing, you know, and start to love it all over again, you know.
Right, right.
But the world still is yet to experience Jamaican music at its fullest.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about, boy, you have a string of people that you've worked with. Yes, and I'm going to touch on your project now, but I want to give people a full appreciation of why your project is so special now based on your experience and where you're coming from with the music. So I want us to step back a little bit and I want to ask you, how did you get into the business? Who inspired you? And you say you're a trombonist, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Right. How did you get started in the business?
Well, first of all, we started out on the street side just singing because we didn't have no instrument.
Okay.
We had no teacher. we used to see the man Dan Drummond. We call him the man Dan. And he was a great inspiration to me personally. Himself and Rico Rodriguez, also one we call Dan D. Jr., who's in Europe right now.
Okay.
These are the main people who inspired me as a trombone player. But there was also a Tommy McCook in the mix, Roland Alfonso, Dizzy Johnny Moore, Cedric Gimbrooks. You know, we were hearing all these great musicians, and we just wanted to be like them, you know?
Right.
So, never got a chance until about age 18, somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. I met with Mr. Alfred O'Brien. They call him Baby O'Brien. He was teaching at the National Volunteers Organization youth group. They had a band, and he actually came in my neighborhood, which is Rockfort, Rennoclage. to do a performance with the youth, because I used to go around and just play publicly, you know, free concerts. But I wasn't there at the time, but some of my friends heard them. I was quite impressed with these youngsters playing saxophone, trumpet, wow, clarinet, as you can hear it. So man run come and say, in the I love the music, and he said, boy, now you miss a thing. I said, what kind of thing that? He said, boy, I don't have the water commission sports club, some alcohol white man come play. So with some youth out there, them wicked. Uh-huh. He said, which white man that? He said, man, who called Baby O'Brien? He said, Baby O'Brien, the name sound familiar. Because mm-hmm. it's like the thing come full cycle now. At around age 5, 6, I used to live at Babe's yard.
Oh, wow.
Road.
Wow.
And then we lose contact over the years. As just so now I come make this reconnection with him, you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the youth them say, boy, the man say, if you want to learn, and if you play an instrument, must come up a Carlton Crescent, Diafra Tree Road, near the telephone company there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying, so when? Because we won't go now, you know?
Right.
So the man said, like, Monday is a good, you know, because that was like a weekend thing, you know?
Right.
So we went up Monday and reintroduced myself. Babe said, Ronnie, because Ronnie him called me, you know, because number, you know what number?
No.
You know me as a little tad called Ronald, you know?
Right.
And he called me Ronnie. He said, Ronnie, all these years, and look how you show up.
Wow.
Is a love for the music. Because
mm-hmm.
I remember as a small child living at his house in Oliver Road, Kingston, too. He used to practice his clarinet and saxophone. I didn't know what about him. I just know it was a blow thing at the time. I didn't know
a blow thing.
Yeah. And I always just sit on that one and I blow. So I used to take off the mouthpiece. Mm-hmm. That the mouthpiece from the sax can work like a fifi without the instrument.
Okay.
So but you can't manage a big one. So take the slick one, the little mouthpiece, and give me a nice blow up on that.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, we moved away from there. And as I said, you know, make this reconnection years after.
Right.
So actually I started there at the National Volunteers Organization Youth Band, Maestro Alfred Babe O'Brien. So that's where I got started. First note was played there.
Okay. So here it is, you're a teenager now, right? Somewhere around 18 or so.
Yeah.
And so
the oldest one at band too.
Yeah? Okay.
He was teaching us merely the little ones, you know, but show me and him have a little link there. He said, well,
right.
I know you love the music, so I'm going to give it, but it's not going to be easy because it's a late start this.
Ah, yeah, old man then, 18.
Yeah, but, in another circle, man.
Right.
Daddy. Pacheco Chin, uh-huh. Dean Fraser, uh-huh. and a few others. You know, I was a big man in the bar.
Okay.
That's why I want to learn this thing so bad that whatever it takes, I'm going to do it, you know?
I like that. And you said the main thing, enthusiasm, passion, and you definitely had that work ethic. Them never have to force you to do it. You wanted to do it.
You right? want it like food, man, you know?
Yes.
You know, like when you're hungry and want to eat?
Yes.
Like just when you feel peckish, you know what I mean? When you're really hungry.
I love that.
Yeah, this is the way. That was the main thing. Up to this day, mm-hmm. that's what kept me going in this thing.
Okay.
You just want to do it. You want to play.
Right. So here it is now, you're learning to play. Mm-hmm. Walk me through you being able to play with a Bob Marley and some of the wonderful musical icons that you've named.
Right. How
did that all come through?
Because first of all, after I start learning my little one scale, I'm going to borrow an old trombone from a bridge in Bubbles Cameron.
Okay.
He was playing it on the military band. And he had an old trombone. And so I check him down here. And I said, boy, I'm going to learn the trombone, you know. So I like some help. And he said, boy, I remember hold on there, but the slide now function too well because very stiff, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's really out of condition.
Right.
So, well, I said, it don't matter, I want it still. And he said, oh, I'll quote the time I put on that, forget what you put every kind of eye like engine, I'll quote that time, the eye.
Oh, no.
It just couldn't work, but you fight with it still.
Right.
Because this is a chance now to actually practice at home.
Right.
Because you couldn't take the instruments from the NVO place. You couldn't take that home. Mm-hmm. So it's just about maybe an hour, 2 hours, every like four times a week. Right. So you needed something. If you want to make progress,
right,
you had to practice at home. And practice. This is the first instrument I put my hand on, could I really control. Mm. So I can go home with it and go and work it.
Right, all right.
And then during that time, met up with Cedric Brooks.
Okay.
Heard him practicing because Cedric had just joined up with Count Aziz, African drummers. Count Aziz and the African drummers.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't Mystic Revelation yet. Because what happened is Cedric Brooks had a group called the Mystics.
Okay.
And them kind of merged. Early the merge thing, I go on.
So for a long time.
Yes. So when Cedric came to the Count Aziz, they said, all right, you come with Mystics, and we are the Rastafari Brethren. We do the African drumming. So we have to set up a name.
Mm-hmm.
To make everybody comfortable and feel right, apart.
Right.
So the name came up. Count Aziz and the Mystic Revelation of Rastafari. Fantastic. Oh. I still love that. It's so wicked.
Yeah.
So Seth was coming there. And I used to just go down. That's the Water Commission Sports Club in Rockford there. Mm-hmm. And they used to just have like practice sessions, jam sessions down there every right. Sunday.
Right.
You know, all the big time musicians used to come there. Carl McLeod, you name them, you know. Sam McCook, Busy. All of the bad, wicked man, them tough man, them Panama instrument used to come there, come jam. So Cedric is there practicing with Les Samuels, and I go sit down and I listen. And I say, so what, you know, I play it. Can I carry my thing and master to that?
Right.
Because I know I get too up with it, you know.
Right.
Carry my hand and just mask it. The same hole on there. And just mask it one side. He said, take out the hand, man. He said, why? Function to William. He said, take it out. That's why to this day, much love and respect to the Honorable Cedric M. Brooks. That man really come down to me. You know what I mean? He must have come down, you know.
Right.
And top ranking musician come down and sit down with you and say, all right, where you can play. Whatever you can play, I'm going to play that with you.
Wow.
That is something else, you know?
That is awesome. Nambo, I'm going to ask you a couple of things that I want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about coming full circle.
Yes.
I can see now where the connection is based on how you started out in the business and how you're giving back in the business, coming full circle.
After, darling.
So what we're going to do, we're going to, right after the break, we will pick up right at that point.
Okay.
And, you know, we'll also talk a little bit about, you know, when you were in the studio with Bob Marley. I definitely want to get into that
great.
As well.
Yeah, sure.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into Tea Time. We'll be right back after this.
Chocolate City, check this.
Oh, na, 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 na.
Reggae Tuesdays is here. It's Reggae Tuesdays, your weekly hotspot where business meets pleasure. Come mix, mingle, and chill at the Carolina Kitchen Bar and Grill. It's Reggae Tuesdays. Sip on some of the finest drink special or tempt your taste buds with our delicious Southern cuisine. And please, save some room for dessert. Be sure to bring plenty of business cards because you never know who you'll meet. Reggae Tuesdays. Invite your friends and colleagues and anyone who wants to network and relax in an adult atmosphere. Reggae Tuesdays at the Carolina Kitchen Bar and Grill. It's located at University Town Center, 6501 America Boulevard, Hyattsville. That's next to the Mall of Prince George's. For more information, log on to ReggaeTuesdays.com. Reggae Tuesdays is the place to be every Tuesday night from 7 until midnight. Reggae Tuesdays.
Reggae music playing in my head.
Reggae Tuesdays, Washington, D.C.'s weekly addiction.
Welcome to the Caribbean American Heritage Foundation of Texas. Our goal is to promote the Caribbean culture and its rich heritage. We seek to work with organizations as well as individuals for the good of the community. Be sure to tune into our weekly podcast for the latest news and information about people and associations who make a difference for our people. And don't forget, June is Caribbean Heritage Month. Let's celebrate it together. One Caribbean, one culture.
And we're back with Tea Time right here on Caribbean Vibes Radio. I'm your host, Fiona. Tonight's segment is brought to you by the Caribbean American Heritage Foundation of Texas and CVR Promotions. Tonight's guest is Nambo Robinson, and we're here talking about his delight in the business here when he started off. And Nambo, we'll pick up where we left off. You were talking a little bit about how it's important to have enthusiasm and passion for what you do, and how that's opened up a whole lot of doors for you. So tell me about some of the doors that your music opened up earlier on in your career.
Well, one quiet memory where I can't ever forget. This is my link with Robert Nesta Marley, the Honorable Robert Nesta Marley.
Wow.
Bob Marley.
Yes.
First time actually got a chance to play with Bob. Remember that time? The concert in the Heroes Park after he got shot, remember that time?
Yes.
And he was to do this concert and he decided that he's still going to do it.
Right.
That was my first time. That was a live performance there.
Oh, wow.
I was called in by Bobby Ellis, trumpeter.
Okay.
Dickie Anderson. They said to me, boy, Bob, I'm going to do a concert down the park and you're going to want some hands. So come in, So it's as simple as that, you know?
Right.
So I went in and did some rehearsals with them and went and did the show and was really kind of oscillated, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people have to understand that we crowned Bob Marley King long before everybody else.
I was about to ask you, did you know at that time, because like you said, a lot of people kind of jump on the bandwagon later on, you know?
Yeah.
But did you know at that time how special that moment was for you and how historical it would have been?
No, not really. I never knew him to get so big. But we knew he had all the qualities,
mm-hmm.
you know, to make what you would call a superstar, because we listened to him long time.
Right.
And we appreciate him long time. And we said, this is not just another little singer.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great singer, a great person, a great composer. We could have identified that long time. That's why I said we crowned him king long time.
Right.
Before everybody else. That, people from the ghetto crowned Bob Marley. First time I hear Bob Marley being referred to as a superstar from the ghetto.
Mm-hmm.
The man said, well, I'm going to the soup. He said, we soup that. I'm going to Bob.
Wow. See it there?
The first time I ever heard. It's a long time.
Right.
And the excitement. Go on.
Wow.
So that was my first time. And well, the first gig there,
mm-hmm.
I was told that, hey, let's go play and then we'll take care of your thing, you know?
Right. Your thing.
No, funny enough, when I
like that. Just like your thing in a number.
After I don't play, though, and everybody get them good thing, I say, all right, number, go check back for your thing. When we reach, Bob say, so what now, hands man? He say, well, Mr. Ellis, we should Bob Ellis.
Uh-huh.
He must come check you if you have a good thing. He said, well, I don't know you have money.
No.
I said, no, I'm never really asked you still, but yes, I'm for coffee and thing. He said, oh, man, I think it was a come jam. He said, no, that's not a problem still. But funny enough, I had to mention this because go fast forward now.
Yeah.
Very first session where I was officially called by him to do the survival album, myself and Dean and Chico. That was my biggest payday.
Wow.
You see what I say?
Yeah. What an important lesson right there. Right there. Important lesson.
You know, and then it turned out that when we did that album and finished doing it, he was quite so dancing and happy. And said, listen to the man, them. He was making comments along the way, you know, about our playing, you know, and we were approaching the music with a seriousness and an enthusiasm, you know.
Right.
He was really happy about that because, you know, I'm sure we're getting to the thing.
Right.
After we done the session with our sister,
uh-huh.
and we're going to the air and wait for the thing again.
Right.
Tommy, come, which was the man who run the thing, you know?
Right.
And Tommy give me some money. Uh-huh. And me, Dean, and the Travis stand up. I will look for one of them because this money does look enough.
Right. I wonder if they make a mistake.
No, said to Tommy, at this. Tommy said, yeah, man. No, I'm saying, I really this. I'm saying, yeah. So I'm saying, why? I'm saying, why? You should about me make a mistake. Because this is US dollar right out now.
Wow.
Because we never get paid in US.
Right.
Them time. So when a man gives a certain amount of US for a session, Because them time, I thought about, like, it was like, what? It was $30 aside them time, the R-Track, rather.
Right.
And, it's, you know, I thought about exceed that enough time, you know.
Right. Wow.
So he said, tell me the money, all right? He said, yeah, man, that the soup, so you forget.
The soup.
You know?
Love it. I love it.
So, you know, it was a great moment. And I never forget that. Survival, check it out. You'll understand that one.
I will.
We did do it. Because he had already done horns on them, you know.
Okay.
And then, here, I don't know where I'm hearing as a section. Mm-hmm. This is, I don't know if I can talk it by your radio. But the music is some kind of brass section. I don't want to say it and it's not appropriate, right? I don't want to, but the music is that nickname, you know. The second, myself, Dean and Chico, the music is, if you check it out, you will see that name. I don't know if I can say it. I don't want to say it.
Well. So
it was in they were big up still, you know. Uh-huh. But using the Jamaican terminology, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They addressed them kind of way. I said, this is the so-and-so section.
Right. I check in to see if we have clearance. Our producer said, go on, clear, man. Just go on with this thing.
It's a kind of a brass.
Hey, it's catchy. I like that. The brass. I love it.
I thought of calling for a long time. You know, actually, it's Wayne from Chalice that gave us that name. We're working with Chalice as a section at the National Arena. And him just turned around and said, that kind of Gigi there too, you know.
Wow.
Gigi sitting on the front row. And him said, introducing to you, ladies and gentlemen, Ras Brass section. Gigi's crew.
How come that name never continue? Like somebody never keep that. Keep it under wraps, man.
Hey, you know.
I do. I understand.
But my survival session
right.
was one of our, like a crown and glory for me.
Wow.
That stand out in a routine, you know?
Right.
Big time.
Right. So I hear some, like I said, it's I can tell here that hard work, perseverance definitely paid off because even when you get a call, they know say,
yes.
Them don't check you out already to say, well, then
true.
You know what? And can do the job. And it's just based
yes.
on your work ethic. So
yes.
I know you work with a lot of young people and I want us to kind of get into what you're doing now. You work uh-huh. with a lot of people and these are some of the stories that you share with them about
yes.
sometimes people want peer right now. They want them thing right now.
That's true. Man.
Yeah, right?
They don't want food now.
Yeah, it's like when my food there. As a matter of fact, before they take the thing, the gig,
yeah.
they want the thing. You understand? Right. So,
let me just say this, guys. I think I keep saying this over and over, you know, and I want people to check it. Mm-hmm. In our time, myself, Dean, Chico, and some others, we used to just look and listen to the players. I said, damn, me that love for can't play a song. Mm-hmm. This is what drove you. This is one of the main things that drove you. You want to play your instrument. You want to learn to play them kind of way there. But no, a man look by the way I drive. I said, why? Away him though. He said, well, you my DJ though. He said, why that me want to know? True, I drive a Bima or a Benz.
Right.
What's changed, you know?
Right.
And I try to forget you with them. So look at it. Start love the music again, man.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has become. You know, me not get my own yet, but me not feel no way. Me still I love it.
Right.
The focus was, you want to reach a degree of excellence. You want to get hype on the music.
Right.
And you know, saying I go dead for hungry.
That's true.
Know. I try to tell you with them. So look at it. If you play hard and the people them love you, you're not dead. They're not going to make you dead. The people them will love you and carry you through. You will live on.
That's a very good point. How do we get through to the youths them now in the digital age where everything coming like everything fast, the food fast, the music fast, everything fast. So mm-hmm. you're trying to impart to them that hard work and going back to when the music was so real and authentic. And like you said, back then you never ever have instruments. It's like you had so much passion where you'd have clean off and dust off and aisle up. A little something yes. so you can practice and all that yes. kind of stuff.
So, and that goes for a lot of our guitar players who used to actually make them instrument themselves. Mm-hmm. That used to go on tour. Not for my guitar, Bridget, they used to make them guitar. Literally sit down and cut a guitar and put string on it and play it.
And play it.
Till you can really get a good, a real instrument.
Right.
You know, so, you know, is a passion right there. But I don't think it's last, you know.
Right.
In these youths that I am dealing with now and I'm really mixing with at a level, I find them having a kind of yearning now. I'm developing that kind of interest, which is pleasing me very well. And I'm very, very pleased with it. And them start to listen more to what was happening before, and them start to analyze the thing and start to, because one of them actually said to me, but father, our uncle, some of them say uncle, some say father.
right.
You know? But then I said, look here, you know, when them listen, which is a serious point, you know, them say, when we listen, mm-hmm. we hear like the man that enjoy each other company.
All right.
It's a serious statement, that thing.
Yeah.
Me and the man are really listening, you know?
Right.
When he said that to you, you know?
Right.
It tells you that he's listening and he might get a vision, man, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
Through the sounds in my ear from the record. You see what I say?
Yeah, I do.
I'm not even concerned. I think it's slowly turning.
Right.
And they asked me just that a few days ago, one asked me, he's doing a producing a little song and I'm going to play upon it, which is a big thing for me.
Right.
Because I don't use ours no more.
Right. And you know, and that's a wonderful thing. We're going to pause for a brief break right here. When we come back, I want us to talk about, you know, we're talking about like some of the old time music. And for some of our listeners who, when you talk about reggae music or music from Jamaica in particular, they stop at reggae and dancehall. So we're going to go back and talk about some of the other forms. And and then we will, you know, talk about how you are educating some of the young people in the business to kind of bring back or intertwine some of those forms in today's music. Mm-hmm. All right?
Yeah, sure.
All right, wonderful. Again, you're listening to Tea Time right here on Caribbean Vibes Radio. We want you to stay tuned. Again, we want to thank our sponsors, Caribbean American Heritage Foundation of Texas and CVR Promotions. We'll be right back.
Lord, me say the chicken for two tastes good. Your hand sweet. What is the secret?
I have none.
Come on, Mavis.
If we tell you, you can't tell nobody.
But babe, you're the only Jamaican smelly me talk to.
All right. Me get all of my recipes at Jamaicans.com.
All right. On the internet?
Yeah. Them the recipe and chat room forum with people help you when you're stuck.
What is that name again?
Jamaicans.com. Find old friends, chat with other Jamaicans, read old-time stories, news, Jamaican recipes, and more. Check out Jamaicans.com.
Yo, what's up? This is the Black Eyed Peas, and we're here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Music is one of the most important things in our lives, but nothing is more important than life itself. So when you drink and drive, you're risking the life of yourself and the lives of everybody on the road. Don't plan to drive, just plan ahead.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
And we're back right here on Caribbean Vibes Radio. This is Tea Time, your talk show where we visit with a variety of entertainment professionals, amateurs, or people who just love the business. So again, we do appreciate you tuning in. We do want to say a big thank you to our partners this evening. It's CVR Promotions, as well as Caribbean American Heritage Foundation of Texas. This evening, we are blessed to have Nambo Robinson. Again, trombone, percussionist. He also sings, you know, I didn't even know that. You know, and I guess most recently working with Sly and Robbie. And he also has some pet projects, important projects that we're going to kind of dig into just a little bit more. Nambo, before the break, I wanted to find out a little bit more just to educate our listeners a little bit more about Jamaican music. Most people kind of stop at reggae and dancehall. So let's talk a little bit about some of the other music that you're trying to preserve at this point.
Well, the main focus is right now on Mento, Scare, Rocksteady, and the reggae, as people knew it, from like the Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, Joe Higgs, them kind of era, you know?
Okay.
This is, some of the younger ones are still playing like what them call one drop, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which is really traditional reggae in a way. But nobody plays, none of the youngsters don't play Mento. You know, and I think we are losing out there.
Okay.
You know, because it's great dance music.
Right.
Actually, the Jolly Boys, they're doing quite well in Europe. And like Jolly Boys, most of them are like 60 or 70 up, you know?
Wow, still preserving and doing that.
Yes.
We're going to have to get a copy of that.
Yeah, man. They did a cover of Amy Winehouse's Rehab.
Oh.
You want to hear that?
What?
I think she must be thrilled when she hear that, because she never know if her song gonna sing the way
so
they are.
So sweet.
Know? Yeah, man, real. Them get to that degree. Like, them remake the song, man, you know?
Right.
Like, I feel them, you know, really wicked. You can check it out. It's supposed to be on YouTube, you know?
Okay. I'm definitely going to check it out.
Check that, man. It really is nice work, you know?
I'm going to check it out.
And then maintain that roots, you know?
Right. Let me ask you, if you were to check the musical movement of, let's say, Mento to ska to rocksteady to reggae, like if you were to describe it to me, what other form of music that, let's say, people are familiar with now that you would describe Mento as being a close cousin of?
Like calypso, too, you know?
Like calypso.
Original. Yes. It can be easily adapted in this. It just, I want to tell you, some of them sound just like calypso, and vice versa, you know?
Okay.
Some of the early Mentos sang them. Because them, and along with like Cuba, Santo Domingo, and all these countries,
right?
A lot of those influences in our thing, you know? From early musicians, because they used to really just borrow from each other. It's African music.
Right.
Put a cap on it and just say African music.
African music. With rhythm.
Yes,
rhythm.
If you try to explain the whole thing, when you really check it, African music gave this wealth to the world, this great gift to the world of dance music. And this is what it's all about.
Okay.
African music. All of them music, the funk, the swing, the bebop, all of these things, African music.
Right.
So, you know, we did, because there are a lot of exchanges going on, the zouk and everything else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just African music, because you can get down to talk about what is Latin and what is Asian and what have you, you know?
Right.
When you take a check, I put a cap on it. All of this music
African
is African
music. I got it.
Yes.
I got it.
I some of it.
Hey, I accept it. Especially coming from you, Nambo. And you know, the one thing, as we talked about the styles of music, the one thing that went into it, like you said, is dance music. There was also fashion. Right, dance and style.
Yes.
So tell me some of the the memorable events that you've been to or even been a part of, you know, where you had this great music style, and even where it combined classes, because you know sometimes there's a certain music belong to ghetto, certain music belong to uptown,
yeah.
And don't, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Talk to me a little bit about that.
That never changed. But what happened, you know, what I look at and I laugh a lot about is like, you know, what I said, the stone that the builder refused.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were certain part of the society who used to really turn up them nose, because them tend to want to say, I don't know where this thing come from, because for me, you have just two type of music.
Uh-huh.
You have good music.
Right.
And music just played badly.
Exactly. you said just played badly.
Yes.
Okay.
Because the music itself, there's nothing wrong with the music. Mm-hmm. It's how it is played most of the time that makes it bad.
Right.
you know, if it, it's disagreeable to the ear, and you can't move to it, you can't, because the tempo not right, the vibe not right, that make it bad for me.
Okay.
You understand?
Right.
It does do anything for you.
Right.
You know, you check where I'm coming from?
I do.
Yeah,
do.
If it's not groove, if it's not melodious, if it's not in tune, all of these things come together to make good music.
Right.
So then I would turn now and say, I listen to light classics, I listen to jazz, I listen to funk, I listen to reggae. I love reggae because reggae is me. I am reggae.
You are reggae. I love that. I love that. Tell me a little bit more as you share that, and I'm pretty sure you share that with your group of young people and even with anybody, really. When you say reggae is me,
yes.
Elaborate on that. What does that mean?
It's how I move, how I talk, how I do, how I live my life. This is my life's expression.
Yeah.
It's about the Jamaican people, and I can go further in depth and say this is African people.
Yeah.
You know, it's our thing. It's just, it's us.
Yeah.
So I don't draw no lines because as session musicians, I can tell you very seriously, when the time presents itself, when a piece is presented to you to work on, because usually we have to put the parts together.
Right.
When you go to play horns on a song.
Right.
And I can tell you, we pull from different genres to make the thing work and feel nice.
Right.
One example. Do you know Bob Andy's Honey?
Give me a little sing that to your singer. Give me a little piece right now.
My honey. Bam, ba-dum, bam, bam, ba-dum, ba-dum, bam, 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 ba-dum. You know that one?
Yes, honey. I do. Yes.
Bob Andy. Fine. When that song, when we were calling to do this song, to do the horns, we said, it's bouncing. Sounds like close to swing, as in jazz.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Right. I'm just trying to explain how you draw from different things to make the music happen, to make it work.
Right.
So that means you have the horn line for the intro. Which is, it's like jazz.
Uh-huh.
It's swing.
And all of a sudden you start swinging and vibing a certain way when you hear it like
right.
that.
The way the rhythm was set, the way the melody was going, this is what came out.
Right.
We said this sounds like a swing approach would fit the sound quite well.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's a funk style phrasing. You understand?
I do. I have another term for that. I call it channeling certain movements, musical movements.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, you know, we listen widely and we encourage the youths to do this because it's supposed to feed one the other.
Right.
You know, we don't say, oh, all those boyaga.
Right.
Listen to that. But I like Pavarotti. I do like Pavarotti too. I do.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yep.
So I don't discriminate, but I have to be who I am. I am African Jamaican reggae,
yes.
man.
Yes. And we love it. You don't have to make any apologies for that.
No, I have mentor in my bones.
Oh,
I have scar in my hips.
Yes.
I have the music there all over me. It's my...
I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
It gives me the energy.
You know, people always wonder, you know, like, especially those who are passionate about reggae music, and they're like, what is it about this music that you really love? I explain to my kids, for instance, that, you know, reggae music, it's more than just a sound, it's a movement, right? It's inspiration.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain just so.
Right.
I mean, So some guy called me from Virginia. He's a professor of music at some college. He plays saxophone.
Uh-huh.
He was doing a reggae he was playing horns and doing some horns for a reggae song that someone who knew me was recording.
Right.
And they called me because they were having problems finding suitable phrases that feels nice.
Okay.
That they could compare with other stuff that we have played on. And he was asking me to explain in technical terms.
Right.
What he needs to do to make it happen like that.
And I bet you laugh, like, how much time do we have?
That was a hell of a thing for me, because I can't tell you that technical term. Is that a technical exercise?
You either have it or you don't, right? Like, my goodness.
That's it. You know, and this is somebody who I respect very highly as a musician, very rounded, right. Very knowledgeable, excellent musician. Mm-hmm. But need to tell you, come on the two, come on the three, come on the half. It's not like this.
Right. I definitely get what you're saying. And I can imagine, you know, just based on your musical journey, why you would even laugh, because you're like, you know what, how do you share someone the depth of it? You know, how do you, it's almost like you just got to tell them to just go meditate and hold a vibe. Just go on, hold a vibe.
Yeah. Really, you know, it's about letting go all of this thing that you have in your head and make the music come into you. Mm. This is what I try to explain it. Allow the music to take you. It will take you and you will see where you are to go with it.
I love that expression.
You know?
Love that expression.
That's where we have to work, you know?
Right.
Because, well, let me share a good thing. We used to work some sessions.
Uh-huh.
At Tubby's, myself and Dean mainly, we did a lot of those sessions.
Right.
Some of the producers, some young, Jack Thomas was one.
Uh-huh.
And he was singing phrases. And you couldn't link the phrases with what I want, you know, in terms of key.
Mm-mm.
You understand? Gosh, we start this now. But guess what? You follow the movement.
Right.
And you check the sound.
Right.
I say it must be this in
yes.
one.
Yes.
Mm-mm. And when you do it, they say, yes, man. Then
yes, you lick. I get it.
But you couldn't sing. You couldn't do that.
Uh-huh.
But if I sing something to you and you have to hear it, listen to the rhythm I play and hear him, I say, it must be this, Simon.
Oh my goodness. I love that.
But you must stand by me. Nobody, down. Ba 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 da. Remember that?
That's one of
but when the man them sing it to you, fair enough, you're there, you don't laugh.
Wow.
But he must sing that to you. But you see, yeah, for those humble yourself.
No. Yeah.
I said, all right, Lego, nobody think nothing. Just listen. Yes.
So they know what they want, even if it don't come out that way there, but if you have vibe, you're gonna hit it, right?
Mm. Point.
Love it.
That is it.
I love it. Nambo, you have so much to share. And these young people in Jamaica, let's talk a little bit more about them. You are mentoring these kids. Is this a school of music? Tell me a little bit more about here.
They attend the school. Some of them are past students. Some of them, you know, like first or second year, some doing their final year. I just go and invite them to come with me, because I'm not a part of the school. I'm just doing my thing.
Okay.
I'm not attached to the school, just through the rules. I'm not attached anyway, you know. I'm not working, I'm not teaching there.
Okay.
I'm just doing my little thing outside of here. So what I do is just, I have some links there with like two teachers.
Okay.
And they expressed to me some things, and I said I want to help in my own way. Some of the students having serious problems to like pay their tuition, to pay for exams, even everyday run-ins. So I said, let me just pull some of them together and make it a multifunctional thing.
Right.
We do our research with our music while we preserve the music through performances and whatever we can earn. We see what we can do with that. It's still struggling, but we're keeping at it.
Right.
So it serves many different purposes.
Okay.
You know, I'm trying to finally get to the point where I can actually set a foundation to assist these new needy students.
Okay.
But for the time being, we're just going to work with the music, get them interested, get them to love it, and preserve it while they're doing that, because that's what it is, you know?
Exactly, exactly.
And this is about just about me just doing what other people have done for me in their own way, too, you know?
That's wonderful. Coming full circle and giving back.
All right. Then they were still organized. They were decided, well, see, I look at my natural, give my hand.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
That kind of thing there.
Well, Nambo, yeah. You're doing all these wonderful things. How, if somebody's listening to this program, be it a musician or even if they have, you know, in their own area, you know, a mm-hmm. professional in the business, obviously, hopefully they're inspired by your story, you know, and
yes.
your desire to want to give back. Because, you know, let's mm-hmm. face it, you've been blessed to work with some of the greats in the business and you're passing
definitely.
That on, you know. And I think that yes. is just a wonderful thing. And, you know, enough respect to you, you know, for doing mm-hmm. that.
Thanks, you know? Thanks a lot. I have really gotten my share of gifts, you know.
Yes, yes.
I really I've been helped along the way. My hand has been, people have held my hands and walked with me. And right. I really cannot push that aside.
Right, right. Well, in closing, I just want you to let us know how we can learn more about you, Nambo. Give me, yes. you have a website or anything that you want to share?
Get some information and the MySpace.
Okay.
www.myspace.com/Nambo Robinson.
Nambo Robinson,
I'm
okay.
I'm also on Facebook. So okay. some people can link me more time. We have a little chat.
All right. I love that. You hear that, everybody? Just definitely link myspace.com, myspace.com/Nambo Robinson. Is that the same ID on Facebook? Oh, no, just go on and put it in at the search, man. It's Mr. Nambo Robinson.
And email carryculture@gmail.com. That's like Caribbean Culture, C-A-R-I.
Okay.
C-U-L-T-U-R-E at Gmail.
At Gmail. Okay.
Yes. You know, we can talk and we can do what we can do because, you know, we're not stone and we have to get all we can to the youth then for them care of the thing.
Yes, definitely. I love your spirit, Nambo. Definitely. And that's what we're trying to do here at Tea Time. So, ladies yes. and gentlemen, you have witnessed the wonderful expression. Next time, Nambo, when you come on, we have to get you to play a little piece for us. You wouldn't happen to have a trombone or your percussion next to you so you can blow
oh.
a piece away. We're not talk show, you know, but we no can't, you know, can't blow a piece.
Link me again. Link me forward.
All right, me link me forward. All right. Next time.
Yeah. So, you know, we just
yeah.
want to tell everyone, we just love to entertain people. Because we ourselves, we live on through our work. And we just want to live. So we just love to share. Because this is the way we live. Understand that? We just share and live. We give thanks for all the support and all the love and all the well-wishers. You know, we thank you. And may God bless each and every one. And let us just try and do what we can in this little world. You know? To make someone smile, leave a smile on someone else's face, you know?
Yeah.
And I do mine through music. You do yours whichever way you can, and that's it.
You know what? Mr. Nambo Robinson, thank you. I couldn't have closed this show any better way. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Tea Time right here on Caribbean Vibes Radio, again brought to you by Caribbean American Heritage Foundation of Texas, as well as CVR Promotions. And we definitely ask you to just share this information, share the link with all your friends, and just have them tune into our program. Make sure that you link up Mr. Nambo Robinson on MySpace. It's myspace.com/Nambo Robinson. And you can also search, he's on Facebook as well. Just link him up and say you heard him right here at CaribbeanVibesRadio.com. Thank you. And we'll see you next time on Tea Time.